from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, welcome in. Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn, shot out of a cannon. Feel like I'm talking loudly for some reason. There you go. We're going to get to a bunch of Orioles talk today because, ooh, buddy, are people upset? Don't go online if you're Brandon Hyde. But yeah, so like kind of interesting yesterday with how things went. And Ed, I've said this time and time again, and we're going to get into it in the next couple segments. So we'll talk about some other stuff here in just a sec. But, you know, like I'm not a results-driven guy necessarily. There are times when you're going to look at analytical approaches in baseball, and it's always like, got to go to the lefty on the righty, got to go to the righty on the lefty, and all those things. It's something I know we're going to talk about a ton today, so don't expect me just to blindly defend Brandon Hyde, which I know a lot of people think I'm going to do, but there are certain spots that I feel like you have a player in Jackson Holliday, you have a player in Colton Cowser that have been two of your hottest hitters. At some point, they have to face left-handed pitching. Gunner faces left-handed pitching. You know, Westberg faces right-handed pitching. It's not like you called those guys up. You got to give these guys a chance to do it. But, you know, like, I know we're going to get into this a ton. I just want to tell everybody, like, we're not getting away from this. We're going to talk a ton about it. But one of those things, if you're watching the game, it was very, very frustrating for a bunch of different reasons. So
it sure was.
Yeah.
And the results sucked. I'm results-driven, and I just the bottom line is they lost the game they probably didn't have.
I hope people understand what I say when I'm saying I'm not results-driven. Like, you can do things right, and it can end up wrong.
Yes.
You can do things wrong. And like the no-no yes shot in basketball. What the hell is he taking a fadeaway three in the corner? Oh, it went in?
Right.
Oh, great shot. No, that's not me, because I feel like if you do it the right way, it works out more times than
it
not.
It does. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But, you know, still want to, don't tell me it hurts. Show me the baby.
Yeah. I get it. But what did you do yesterday? Did you watch a bunch of baseball? Did you get anything?
Yeah. What did I do yesterday? I remember the evening. I just did like
were you
light
blasted
stuff
in the afternoon?
No, no, not at all. No, not at all yesterday at all. But I did it's just life stuff, you know, grocery shopping, dry cleaning, stuff like that. I wanted to go out to camp yesterday, and I just couldn't walk. So had a bad attack there. So, I don't know how it's happening, why it's happening. It's like, but anyway.
Have you talked about that on the air yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
All right. I just didn't want to be the one that.
I guess I should.
Beans.
Whatever.
But,
and then I just stayed in last night. I made, you know, made dinner, watched the baseball game, got mad, went to bed fairly early. I went to bed, I guess, like a half hour as the game ended. That's about it.
Yeah, I told
nothing
you,
exciting.
My sleep schedule has been, I know I'm not getting the deep sleep I need. And when I come back from vacation, I leave tomorrow night.
When's that sleep study?
Yeah, it's the first thing I got to do when I get back. I woke up last night drenched. Like, I'm talking my wife beater, it looked like I went through a sauna. I had drool coming out of the side of my mouth. I was only asleep for an hour and a half. Drool coming out of the side of my mouth so much so that my pillow was soaked. My wife reached over. She goes, "Why is your pillow wet?" I said, "I've been drooling all over this damn thing."
I've experienced this. You're just like, I think you're going through menopause.
Is that what it
is? That's this happens to women. My Celeste, she in the room could be 65 degrees. She's drenched in sweat.
Yeah. I just, it's so frustrating, man. Because like I was telling you, I find myself, it's 4:30 in the afternoon and I'm going, I think I need 20 minutes right now. I think I just need to close my eyes for 20 minutes. And yesterday I was telling my wife, I said, look, I don't feel good. I need 20 minutes to just close my eyes. So I close my eyes and she starts talking about our itinerary when we're going on vacation. I said, you do know what that 20 minutes meant, right? Like, I just wanted to kind of relax.
I'm not checking for holes. My eyes are closed because I want to sleep a little bit.
God bless her. She's amazing. But yeah, so it's going to be fun. I'm going out to Napa. I've said this before. If you missed it, I'm competing in FanDuel's World Baseball Championship on Sunday.
We haven't blown this up enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's
seriously
cool.
It's a real cool thing. It's like, it's not that many people go. It's not like everybody gets to go.
There's 125 entries. Right. Now, there are some really good players that have a ton of money that have, I don't know what the max is, 3 entries, 4. So there are some guys that have that. But yeah, I'm competing against 125 people. Last place gets $5,000.
What are you playing?
Huh?
What?
It's baseball. Baseball on Sunday.
It has to be, but yeah.
Yeah, so Sunday is the World Championship in Napa. But the cool thing is, like, so I get to take my wife, and you know with our schedules and everything, when I won this trip, it's not like we can move it. It's at a certain date, and it just so happened to be the week she took off.
Oh.
Where we were going to plan a family vacation, but with everything else.
It's a vacation, though.
Yeah. So it works out.
It's a nice place, man. I spent a lot of time in California. A lot. And it's a gorgeous place. Especially the North. I'm not a big fan of the South.
Yeah.
And you can keep LA. But that whole San Francisco North is really nice. And San Francisco is a cool city. It's a mess now, but it's a cool area. It really is. I mean, you know, and with that beard, the good news is people be giving you money down there.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I might just pop up on the corner.
I would just go to a coffee shop, get a cup, just stroll around.
Well, should I have
It'll pay for everything.
I shouldn't have gotten trim then, right? Because my beard looks good today. I don't have the wolf up to my eyes.
I know. I am a little disappointed.
Yeah. You know, when I first started letting that grow out, I'm like, wait a minute. I saw the Wolfman people on like Jerry Springer and all these old shows. And I'm going, is that like, am I related to those guys?
Are you saying wolf?
Wolf. Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
One of my favorite comedians, or one of my favorite bits was Nick Swardson, where he said, what if Wheel of Fortune gave out just horrible prizes? Like, you guess it, and it's like, you've won your very own wolf. You won a trip for two to Iraq. It's like, what?
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, but no, look, I'm really looking forward to this. I was, you know, look, I had my therapy appointment yesterday. I have it every Tuesday and Friday. And you know, just an update on me, like things have been going so good for me in certain aspects of my life, but it's not like you get cured right away. And no, it's weird going through this because, like I've said, I'm the rub some dirt on it and get back out there. Yeah. And then I don't even leave my house anymore as soon as I walk in the door. Like it's really difficult to get me to leave. And
I know I've tried.
Yeah. It all depends on the timing of it, too. And the weird thing I was telling you, my tolerance for edibles, you know, as I usually take, I was taking 200 to 300 milligrams, and there's no doubt in my mind the medicine they had me on was masking it, because the first time I took 80, I was spaceship. They shot me in a cannon just straight up, and I didn't even get into a ship. It was just done, and I'm going, what's happening? Now, the only good news is I'm going to save a lot of money, and I get to try a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
but yeah, so my tolerance is way down, and there's no doubt in my mind. I even asked, like, is this medicine masking it? And they said they don't do studies on that just yet. With weed becoming illegal, illegal.
Right.
With weed becoming legal, I'm putting extra A's in there.
Why don't they do studies on it? I think they've done studies on grapefruit.
But I think they are.
Now. Grapefruit defeats a lot of medicines like blood pressure and cholesterol medicines.
Really?
You can't eat grapefruit, grapefruit juice if you're on those medicines. There's an enzyme in there that it doesn't allow the medicine to get to where it needs to be. So they've done studies on fruit, but they can't do it on this. I don't quite get that.
Well, I think it's because it wasn't legal that you know, you're not going to try it on. They're going to try certain things on patients with depression and different things like that. But I don't know. Are they going to have you on this medicine and seeing how you react to this? Or, you know, it's like the same thing I went through with my wife when she was diagnosed with MS. You know, when we were trying to have kids, we had to go through this whole process of, you know, figuring things out. She had to come off of her medicine.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, it didn't turn out the way we wanted. I went to, Garceau had one of the funniest lines ever. Like, I had a dentist appointment and a fertility appointment. in the same day. And a fertility appointment, you're going to shuffle in some room and everybody knows you're doing it, right? That's basically what happens. You walk in.
Porn?
Yeah, they were like, it was a whole magazine or video thing. The magazines were all stuck together. I'm like, I'll just use my phone. I don't need any of this crap. But no, Garceau told me, he said, make sure you don't jerk off in the dentist chair.
You'd be in your own world of stupid.
Yes.
I think we should just go to your house today and drink.
You want to?
Yeah.
All right. I got to go see my grandfather. Come by. We'll watch what we talk about.
I'll come after that.
Just shoot me a text. We'll have an afternoon. My wife's off. She's in full on panic mode when we go on vacation. Like everything has
to be packed already?
Probably. I got home yesterday. She mowed the lawn in that heat. And I'm like, it would have been fine until we got back, but nope. Got to do it now. That's just how her mind works. So. Anyway,
we got a ton of rain the next 3 days.
Oh, my God.
We can all let Debbie rain.
My poor dog. As long as we don't get thunderstorms, we'll be fine. All right, 410-583-1057. Jabbed enough here about some of the things that were going on. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into last night's game. If you want to complain, want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. I'm on a lot of people's sides about this when you look at it, and it's not something that, again, it's not results-driven for me. At some point, your guy that's going to win Rookie of the Year most likely and the number one prospect in baseball are going to have to face left-handed pitching. It's just going to have to happen. So I don't know why
he's got some power, man.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it. That's all coming up. More Orioles talk right here on the Big Bad Morning Show. 410-583-1057.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan. Bouncing ball hits softly to third. Charging in, Barger to first, and the splits by Guerrero to end the inning. Yenesis Cabrera comes on with the bases loaded. Nobody out, only allows one, and keeps the Blue Jays on top 5-2.
Austin, who's been really good against lefties this year, he worked a huge walk and then just took a shot with Mayo there with the bases loaded and didn't work out.
There you go. That's courtesy of Sportsnet. By the way, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here. It's Big Bad Morning Show. Rob is off today. Now, Joe's got to be so irritated at me when I do this because whether it's my live read, whether it's I'm doing the daily line or he's playing a highlight coming out of the break, you want to give credit to whoever does. Joe said it directly in my ear, and 2 seconds later, I forgot it. I said, it was Sportsnet, right? How often do I do that, Joe? Because you probably, like...
Every effing day.
It's not that bad.
100%. During the daily line, you forget every single time.
And I write it down, too. Screw you, Joe.
Just on a piece of paper. You left that same piece of paper in the studio the other day, and it said Bally Sports Southwest on it. And yesterday you said, Joe, who was that, by the way?
Yeah. Who's that, by the way? Anyway, so the Orioles last night wasn't pleasant. It's a situation where... You expect to beat Toronto, and we'll get into the Grayson stuff in the next segment, but that's how you start off the day, finding out that Grayson's not pitching, and then the extent of his injury, which we'll find out probably later. I mean, there's been some stuff that's been coming out, and we'll see how long he's going to be out if it is an extended period of time. Now, I will say this. They had to go to a bullpen game. Suarez comes out and starts, right? I think the big thing that we're going to talk about, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I think a lot of people are going to want to discuss the decisions that Brandon Hyde made when he pinch hit. That was him talking about it there. You had Alejandro Kirk hit a 3-run bomb later on in the game. I know a lot of people are going to want to talk about the pinch hitting. Austin Slater for Jackson Holliday. By the way, I don't mind Slater pinch hitting. He kills lefties. So I get it. But again, who's your hottest hitters right now? It's Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser. And then you're probably going to look at Santander. And of course, Gunner. They're the ones that have just started swinging the bats really well. We're in Toronto, so Mountcastle's probably a guy that, hey, look, you want to get him as at bats as well. But, I didn't like... And here's the hard part for baseball fans, or just fans in general. It's like, okay, you're taking out our hottest hitter for a guy that was kind of a fourth outfielder on a lot of teams and has a situational thing where he's going to give guys days off and hit against left-handed pitching. So you pinch hit for Jackson Holliday for Austin Slater. Then you let Ramon bat. Again, another right-hander. And then when it comes to the top of Colton Cowser, you pinch hit for him with Kobe Mayo. And Kobe Mayo still doesn't have a hit. And again, look, my whole thing is once he gets that hit, I think the floodgates open. We just hope we're not seeing another situation like Jackson Holliday where you get caught up and it's just not right. Maybe it's too big for you in the moment to start off. maybe you're just scuffling, Ed. Last night, I think a lot of people were really upset at decision-making by Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's just, look, I know Slater, it's, you know, kills lefties or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got a 205 batting average. I know he's better against lefties.
Yeah.
Why would you pinch hit him for him? That's my question. I mean,
it's all it is. It's lefty righty. It has nothing else to do with anything. There wasn't, he matched up with him. It's just looking at it and going lefty righty. And to be fair to Brandon Hyde, which I'm going to mm-hmm. be here, nobody talks about when he, and I saw that Jacob Calvin Meyer wrote this. Nobody talks about when he pinch hits for somebody and it works out. But the three examples he gave was Adley Rutschman pinch hitting, Ryan O'Hearn pinch hitting, and was it Jordan Westberg pinch hitting? Like, nobody's ever going to complain when you put those three guys in a lineup. Well,
the problem is, I didn't agree with it, but it worked out because he drew a walk, mm-hmm. which was an RBI. He drove in to run because he did walk, but I still didn't like it.
Yeah. And I understand it. That's where a lot of people are going to be. And I want to hear from you guys, 410-583-1057. Now, if I told you we had two regulars on the line right now that want to talk about the Orioles, mm-hmm. one of them's Trippy and one of them's Rashawn, who would you like to speak to first?
Trippy.
Of course. Rashawn, you can wait. Hello, Trippy. What's up, man?
Hey, hello. Hold on. Before I get into the Orioles, man, I think the Ravens need to check John Harbaugh for a concussion, man. Did you see that man hit his head when he was diving for that ball yesterday?
No, I didn't see it.
Jeremy, go look at it again, man. The Ravens medical staff, go check on that man John Harbaugh, man, talking about Arthur Millett, got a knee injury, but it's not a season injury. So what is it? But anyway, to the Orioles, man. I ain't watched the game last night, but I was just watching the Twitter timeline. Brandon Hyde, man, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, the White Sox. Like, I was hoping the White Sox would have lost, so we ain't got to keep hearing about, although I wasn't born yet, but, you know, I ain't got to keep hearing about that 22, you know, losing streak game. But Brandon Hyde, man, you got to do better, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. So, look, as far as the Orioles go with, you know, what you saw last night, the other thing we didn't get to talk about is Gregory Soto's looked like trash. Just straight trash his last two times out. And I'm not even talking, like, there's one thing to give up a couple of hits and have a bat. Like, those are awful innings. Those are game-changing innings that he's had. So, it's kind of weird. But, Trippy, appreciate the phone call, man. Go ahead.
Where did that Suarez come from? It looks fantastic.
It happens sometimes.
I know.
Man. Like,
and I do like him. I just felt he was not a starter. Right? But and they give him the spot start, you know, without any notice, mm-hmm. and he comes through.
Yeah, it's some guys are just
impressive.
Like
that. Seriously,
yeah, and like, look, he's what I like to call. Sometimes he's not effectively wild. Sometimes he's just wild. But you know, I talk about Justin Steele, the Cubs, one of my favorite pitchers to watch, a lefty. I don't think he knows where the ball's going when it leaves his hand, and the batter doesn't either. So sometimes it looks like a strike, and it winds up 3 feet out of the strike zone, and guys are swinging at it. It's the delivery for some of these pitchers, and Suarez is kind of, you know, he's all over the place. Like, you don't know if you're going to get hit. You don't know if you're going to get walked. You don't know if he's going to throw it right down the middle. But look, hats off to him in that spot situation, and depending on Grayson's injury, which we'll talk about in the next segment, he might have to be slid back in there for something, or we might see the return of Cole Irvin. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hello. By the way, I was going to Trippy first because he did call in before you.
I know, man. Him talked about it this morning. Man, come on, man. You know, don't worry about that. But listen, hey, man, the biggest thing y'all ain't talk about yet, man, is him taking my boy Sarayas out, man. Like, listen, he only gave up, two walks, two hits. And the reason why they say he took him out because he pitched 4 days ago. And if he only threw 71 pitches last night.
73.
Well, 73. That was close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what killed the game right there. And then he took, who was that? I think Smith out. Smith only gave up one hit, and he put Soto in. Like, come on, man. What's up with this Soto experiment? He's trying to just prove himself like right on, man.
I wouldn't call it. Look, Soto has a live arm, but this is, if you watched him when he was in Detroit, and then everybody's like, man, this guy's arm, the movement, lefties, it's so tough on him. There had been that old adage that a lot of teams didn't like having a left-handed closer. I think all that's gone by the wayside and been different. Like, Billy Wagner was one of the first guys we were like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. I'm not saying that if you had a power arm that was a lefty, in years past, you'd want to use him in a setup role to face lefties and just destroy them. Now it's a little bit different. But I think the big thing with Suarez, too, and this is what people have to understand with young pitchers and guys that have been just hanging around trying to get in the league. It's the third time, sometimes it's the second time through the lineup that really bites him. That's why I think Suarez is going to be really good in the bullpen, because when teams see what he's doing, then they pick up on it, and then you're either waiting on it, taking your walk, or wait until you get into a hitter's count and just launch that thing. So,
but we're talking about this. One of the reasons I'm so happy they changed the rule, because with the lefty-righty switches, I used to really slow down a game when you're going to put this, and then, we're switching. He's going to pinch hit for him. Okay, well, we're putting that guy now.
When we had the ambidextrous pitchers and they had to make the rule who makes the last decision? Because what happens when an ambidextrous pitcher faces a switch hitter? And moving back and forth. They said, no, once you decide, he gets the last decision here. Yeah. So,
and you need two gloves.
Yeah. They make the new ones with like the sixth finger on it. You know, so it's like for, in Yerga Montoya, the guy that killed his father, the six-fingered man, so he can wear those. Right? Anyway.
That's nice.
So here's what we're going to do, guys, and I'll take some more phone calls. We're obviously going to focus in on Grayson, the injury, and what it is, and maybe how long we'll be out. It's something that we don't know. You just hope it's not for an extended period of time. And, of course, all this has to happen after the trade deadline has gone down. So 410-583-1057, we talk about Grayson Rodriguez's injury.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Next, here on The Fan.
Austin, he's been really good against lefties this year. He worked a huge walk and then just took a shot with Mayo there with the bases loaded and it didn't work out.
That's Brandon Hyde talking about Grayson Rodriguez, something you don't want to hear. And if you were watching the beginning of the game, you could see it on his face. Like, there was the highlights of him warming up, and he's just like, I don't feel right. So that's why he got scratched. And it basically happened. This is the stuff that's frustrating for people like myself, those people being degenerates, guys that are going to play daily fantasy or gamble in these games. There is stuff like that that happens so close to game time, there's nothing you can do once
Absolutely.
It changes. You're just sure. locked in.
Plus, you don't discover until you're warming up.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to be mad at somebody, but I've had this happen before where it's like they change the pitcher literally 30 seconds before the game locks mm-hmm. and you can't do anything about it. So
you can't get mad at someone with an injury.
No. This is one of those things.
And it worked out well, actually.
Yeah.
So he presented himself really well last night.
He did. But the injury to Grayson, so here's what Andy Koska wrote. This is the same or nearly the same injury designation as Grayson Rodriguez experienced in 2022 with AAA Norfolk, described then as a right lat discomfort. He went on to miss time with a lat strain. Now, I didn't pull up. Joe, I don't know if you can. I don't know how much time he missed with that. And again, even if we find out he missed 2 months, 3 months with this.
Mm-hmm. It was about 2 months.
Was it about two months?
He went out June 1. He ended up pitching again like in an official sense in September.
Okay.
So he started making a comeback in August.
Yeesh.
Welcome in, Zach Eflin, Trevor Rogers. Dean Kramer's still there.
Kyle Bradish, where are you?
Yeah. Look, this is it's something that you obviously don't want to happen at this point in time for various reasons, one of which you're competing for your division right now, and the other team's playing well, and they have a weak month of, you know, when you look at their opponents, they're facing the cellar dwellers. Yeah. All this month, so it's going to give them a leg up. But you know, looking at it too, it is frustrating to see a guy like Grayson go down because I think people undervalue him because they'll look at the ERA and the ERA is a little bit elevated to where you look at Corbin Burns. Because this is he's still growing and figuring this thing out. And as he's getting stronger, you'll notice guys that pitch more to contact. And the guys I always bring up are Dylan Cease, Lucas Giolito. You want to go back and look at Chris Carpenter or Roy Halladay when they started out. They sucked.
How can the White Sox have those two and be so bad? I know they don't have now, but like...
Well, because they got rid of them when they... Like, they traded for Giolito and he looked terrible his first year. And next year, you're like, is that the same guy? And the same thing happened with Dylan Cease. He had an ERA over 5. Mm-hmm. He comes back the next year and you're like, damn, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's got the nastiest slider in baseball. So... Yeah, this sucks seeing these injuries. It's frustrating. And I know we're going to talk more about Hyde's decision with pinch hitting and stuff later, but if they lose Grayson for an extended period of time, how do you feel about their chances now in the American League? So it is a good thing that they did get Zach Eflin. And whether people buy into it or not, we got to see him pitch more. But Trevor Rogers as well, you got to have arms that can get you at least 5
innings. Got to have
somebody. Yeah.
I mean, now it's like, I feel thank goodness they picked up Rogers. It's like... Because this is, unfortunately, this is what happens. It's, you know, it happens every year to every team. Somebody goes down. Nobody's healthy.
And I'm hoping Rodgers has a good start his next time out. But he is, again, a lefty facing a Toronto team that's predominantly right-handed. Yeah. It's almost all righties up and down that lineup except for Varsho, and they got a couple of switch hitters. But, look, it is what it is. So you're just going to have to deal with this. I hate being the cornball that says next man up, but it's kind of what has to happen. And what I love about baseball is no matter if you thought Brandon Hyde's decision were stupid last night or you thought they were stupid because they didn't work out, you know he's a matchup guy, lefty-righties. The weird thing is, though, too, with Colton Cowser specifically, when you look at the pitcher he was facing, he he gets righties out more than he gets lefties out. He has there mm-hmm. are guys in this league that have reverse splits. Kevin Gausman was one of those guys that gave up more power to right-handers than he did lefties. So... just something to think about there. But if Grayson's out for an extended period of time, somebody's got to step up. And, man, you start thinking about September if you're getting Danny Kalum back. If Grayson's going to be healthy and is he going to be ready to go right for the postseason, what happens with him?
Whatever happened to the screwball?
I think there were...
It's kind of gone away.
So correct me if I'm wrong. The screwball is like the reverse of the slider. It just goes
the opposite direction.
Yeah. There are some there's like two guys in the league that are still throwing it. I don't know if it's just a hard pitch to throw successfully.
It puts a lot of tax and it attacks your arm a lot.
And I think that's probably
kind of
one of
like that.
This might happen with the sweeper as well.
Yeah.
I mean, all these injuries that are happening now, nobody's talking about it. It's like we've introduced a new pitch. It's a sweeper. Well, it's a slider, but like what are we talking about?
I remember Tug McGraw threw a screwball. Mm-hmm. It was very effective.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. So I'm just curious, you're talking so much about, you know, righty, lefty, righty, lefty. Some guys I got both.
Did you know his son spent 3.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu? Tug? Did you know that? Anyway. Let's grab a caller here. Ethan wants to talk about Hyde. Ethan, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hoping a speedy recovery to Grayson. It's unreal the amount of injuries that we've had to our young stars this year. But going back to Hyde, and you joke earlier about thank God they put the rule in about pitchers having to face three batters, because with Hyde going matchups, we'd be sitting there all night. But I don't know. You tell me. I don't want poo-poo on the guy because he's coach of the year, 100-game winner. But at the same time, it just seems like he gets so cute in these moments, and he doesn't have – He doesn't have the feel for the game that's in front of him, like, especially in these past couple weeks with the team in such a slide. He just kind of sits there on the step instead of, you know, getting riled up if the umpire makes a couple bad calls.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that wanted him to go after the ump in the last series, right? Yeah.
I also wonder if, if there's a lot of pressure because they have invested so much in analytics. If there is, it's got to be some kind of, even if it's just implied pressure, that you got to listen to us because we put this in and we give you all this information. You're in charge on the field. However, this is what the analysis shows us.
So the problem I see, like there's a lot of guys that do the lefty righty stuff. Analytically speaking, you're going to look at those matchups and try to take advantage of it. I think Hyde's the guy that's going by the book and what the book says to do. But again, at some point, you're going to have to. I'm not telling him how to manage, but like you're going to have a feel for or let a guy, especially Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser. We're not talking about, you know, just two. It wasn't Ramon and you're pitch hitting a lefty for him. Nobody's going to complain, even if it was, you know, a guy that was batting 170. Nobody's complaining in that moment. But when you take out the guy you've had in your leadoff spot and all he's done is got on base every single game since the All-Star break, and Jackson Holliday, who hit his third bomb last night, in just a short period of time since being called
up. 9 RBIs already.
Yeah, pinch hitting for those guys doesn't make a lot of sense in that moment unless you're just going by the book. And if you go by the book, let's say there's a 60% chance you're going to be right. There's a 40% chance you're going to be wrong. Yeah. You know, like, that's what happens. And last night, he just happened to be wrong. 410-583-1057. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Got a Commissioner's Baltimore coming up at 7:15, and we're going to talk more about Harbaugh at 7 o'clock and the injury to Bateman. But up next, I want to get your thoughts on Lamar calling himself fat and slow in 2023. Does this bring some validity to what I said? He doesn't like being caught from behind. Mm-hmm. I think so. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
You slimmed down 2 years ago. You.
I was fat, to me. I felt like I was fat. I just saw a video from 2 years ago of the Browns, and I looked it out of shape.
Yeah,
but like, I was in shape.
You watching you run? Like, did you feel slower? Did you think that you look slower?
Oh, my eyes might be deceiving me, but I believe I looked a little slower to me, but not now.
There you go. Now. That's courtesy of CBS, Lamar Jackson. I do love that.
I just love that guy.
Not
now.
I love hearing him talk. He said, I looked it a little fatter. You know, like, and it's funny because I was calling this last year at the end of the season. This isn't me patting myself on the back, but like it's, you could see it. He's such a tremendous athlete. He is not accustomed to getting caught from behind. And last year, there were three or four times where he didn't break away. And you know that from guys that have that type of speed, once they start getting caught, they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, what's happening? And with him, he put on a bunch of weight. So the easiest way to make sure that this is right is to take that weight off and see if he's fast.
I told you. I think it pierced his ego more than anything else. It's like, oh, same thing. How'd this happen? No one's ever caught me from behind.
He said it in that clip. He said as much, and I know I've heard a little bit extended with some of the stuff they were talking about, but he kind of went into the fact that, you know, that's something he's not accustomed to. Like, when he gets out there, he's usually hitting the home run. It doesn't turn into this nonsense where you get caught from behind. And there were a couple times just in the postseason Even when he had that goofy play where he caught his own pass.
Yes.
I'm like, is he going to catch his own touchdown and run that thing 60 yards or whatever? I thought he was. And then there were a couple times, too, where you would see him running, and he did what I do in flag football. I start running backwards and turn my belly to the guys. So they have to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
Yes. Once I catch a pass, the defense mechanism, because you can't flag guard, right? You can't slap someone's hand away.
Right, you can't.
I turn my belly to them and I start running backwards because they're reaching on the side trying to grab it. And now I can see them and I'm moving as I'm running backwards. It is an incredibly dumb thing, but us fat guys do it when we're playing.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, man. I wish I had some old highlight reels of me looking.
Can I get them online?
Yeah. You got to purchase those, though. They're on my OnlyFans page. But no, like, it is like, you've ever done this where you're like, oh, man, I look so good in that? It's probably like you on a sex tape or something. It's like, oh, this is going to be great. And then you watch it go, what the hell face am I making? What is that?
God, I'm fatter than I thought.
Am I out of breath already? Stuff like that. But what do you think? Because there are a lot of people that say, with Lamar losing the weight, they are more concerned of him getting hurt, because last year he held up the whole season by putting that weight on.
I'm happy he lost the weight. I'd rather see him fast and in the best shape he can be. I don't think it matters, because he gained, what, 10 pounds last year? Mm-hmm. Is that really going to protect you against somebody rolling on your knee?
No, it's not.
So, I mean, I hear people saying that, you know, but I'm like, really? I mean, he can go up to 230. I mean, he's a professional athlete. He's got nutrition. He's got trainers. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Do you want him to, you know, do that? No. Because what makes him dangerous is his, you know, his shake and his speed. It's not just his speed. He's got incredible fast twitch muscle, you know, that he can leap. You can be standing. I've seen him. We've all seen it. Somebody's standing in front of him about to wrap it. He's not there anymore. He breaks people's ankles.
Yeah.
He does.
Look, people give all the old adages of him getting lost in a phone booth and all. Yeah. Like, it's true. He has so much great wiggle. And on top of it, people wiggle. Yeah, he does. I mean, it's you thinking he's going one way and he's going the other.
Yeah. In a split second.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a fraction of a second.
So his ability to cut and move and make plays happen. And as he's growing as a quarterback, it just makes him more dangerous. The thing that people are always going to bring up with running quarterbacks is, does he stay healthy? And the weird thing is, people don't bring that up with Josh Allen. And I think Josh Allen's more like Cam Newton,
where he's
taking hits. And he's a bigger guy.
Yeah, but he's just like Cam Newton, who's a big guy. They take people on. It's like,
yeah, you talk to Bills fans. It's like, hey, buddy, it's okay to slide every once in a while. You don't have to run everyone over because you're bigger than them.
And people like Lamar, I know, you know, as a defensive back, linebacker, whatever, it's on your mind when you don't have help. You're very reticent, and you're cautious trying to tackle him because you know he can make a fool out of you, and you don't want to have you be on, you know, the 10 best plays of the weekend where you look like an idiot. So that's on your mind as well.
Yeah, so, like, I don't have an issue with him losing weight and trying to get faster, whatever makes him feel comfortable. The other thing, like, being fat and slow, it's nothing further from the truth. I mean, the guy's one of the best athletes you have in the league, one of the fastest players. But it's all on how he feels. So he added the weight, didn't like how he felt. We have to see what he looks like as a passer this year with some of the weapons. And, you know, we go from there. But I do think this is something, too, where he's going to get better. And as long as he stays healthy, you have a chance, and a chance for whatever that may be. Winning the Super Bowl, getting there, getting back to the AFC Championship, making the playoffs. All of that, to me, hinges upon him being healthy. And all those things are attainable, but only with him. So,
yes,
you know, like, if he's comfortable, and I know, like, the sickness and stuff that people were getting into, it doesn't bother me as much. I know you're going to question it, like, why is he sick? But just like I was talking about before, whenever I was warming up for a basketball game and I couldn't make a shot, I'm getting them all out now. Be sick, get it out now. Don't be sick during the season. But I know that's not something you can kind of control. We are going to talk more Ravens. We got a Commissioner's Baltimore coming up at 7:15. We had that crazy play that everyone was talking about from Rashad Bateman. He made the catch, but he came down and he was hurt. Harbaugh's downplaying the injury, but the Ravens signed Russell Gage. We'll get your thoughts and we'll give you ours coming up here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.